producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's Wednesday, December 16th. Richie!
Yo!
16th.
The 16th.
Week from tomorrow, Christmas Eve. Week from Friday is Christmas. 2 weeks from Friday, New Year's.
Hey, and 10 years from now,
new opportunities. It'll be Christmas and New Year's again, Richie.
Thanksgiving.
Today is the day to enjoy as much as you can in your life. Let's hope you'll enjoy the next few minutes as you spend time with Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. What in the world's come over them?
Wah, wah, wah. While you're singing.
Yes.
I have to tell you why I'm in a good mood right now.
Why is that, Jennifer?
I did something.
Wait a minute, I have a question. Jennifer, why are you in a good mood?
I just did something that I haven't done since I was a kid.
Uh-oh.
And I'm so excited. Like, I'm giddy right now.
Okay, yes.
So I just picture this. I switch out all my regular mugs this time of year for Christmas mugs.
Yes.
And this past weekend, I had a holiday party in which I bought some hot chocolate mix. And it is 37 degrees right now.
Ooh.
In California. I am freezing, and I didn't want to have another cup of coffee, and I was like, oh, I'll just make a cup of tea. And then I saw the hot chocolate mix. I'm having a cup of hot cocoa.
Good for you. I love hot chocolate.
Had chocolate since you were a kid?
Not in a long time. Yeah, I mean, maybe not a kid, but in years, I haven't had hot chocolate.
I have a lot, yeah. It's good. It does warm you up.
Really good.
Speaking of the weather in California, this is the anniversary of the highest wind speed ever measured on the planet. The 236 mile an hour winds
going down K Street from the White House to the Congress.
No. Actually, Richie, another place you've been, Anderson Air Force Base on Guam.
Yeah.
A typhoon slammed into Guam on this date in 1997 with 236 mile an hour winds.
We were there a year after that.
Yeah, I think we were there the next year.
We were there in 1998.
I've never seen a place where snakes hang from telephone poles. That's one of the things you remember about going to Guam.
It's beautiful.
Snakes on a pole.
It's like Hawaii, but not as commercialized.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a great place. Very, very neat place.
Very cool.
Okay, let's go to Flint, Michigan, shall we?
Not like Hawaii.
Not like Hawaii, no.
Much different.
Earlier this week, the mayor declared a state of emergency in Flint to bring attention to the water problems there. Flint has left the Detroit water system to save money. They started taking water from the Flint River, said the move would be only temporary, and that they would clean the water. Well, people started looking at the water, and they didn't like what they saw, and then they started smelling the water, and
ew,
didn't like what they smelled.
Ew.
Not good. And then the children's blood tests started showing elevated levels of lead. Not good. Not good. Not good. Especially because lead can affect your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it also affects your behavior. The city said our bad deed has got to be changed. So they've switched back to the Detroit water system. Some people are saying too late, the damage has been done.
Imagine that, your go-to water is Detroit water.
Because you can't make anything
better yourself.
Where's Erin Brockovich when you need her? Paging Erin. All right, let's see.
Irreversible effects of lead exposure to the city's children.
Yep. Done. Ugh. What kind of suits is that going to bring about? Oof. All right, so the Washington rumor mill has it that we're going to have a change in the interest rate. The barometer has been close to zero for all the years since the economy collapsed. So it was the late 2008, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So now we've had the benefit of zero interest or pretty close to zero interest. And now the Fed says, let's raise the rates. So what happens to your saving account? Good news for your savings account, right? You've been getting 1% interest, so now maybe you'll get 1.5%.
Right.
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What about your adjustable rate mortgage? Is that going to change? Nope. As a matter of fact, if it were by now, we have, how many different sponsors? We have Quicken Loans. Who else do we have, Richie? They're all over the air here.
They're the big one.
Yeah. And they're telling you to still refinance your house. I'm guessing that you're not going to have an overnight problem here in any number of ways. But is it necessary? I don't know how you define necessary. I don't see that it's going to make a whole lot of difference, especially if you got money in the bank or if you're borrowing money. It won't be. The cost of borrowing may go up a little bit, but just a little eensy teensy. The banks charge so much money for credit cards, there's going to be a bit of difference. What is it, 29% or something on balances with some of these accounts, 18% to 29%, something ridiculous like that. So that won't change under the circumstances. But if it goes up now, will it go up again next year? That's the what-if scenario. But you know what? For all of the hoopla that you'll get on the business and money radio programs today and CNBC and Fox Business and all those guys, oh, look at this. This is terrible. It's awful. Yeah. And they'll be predicting. You wait and see. They'll be predicting the near-term future rates. They'll tell you what you're going to get.
You know,
one wonders whether it's just so much. Do what you're doing. If it's been successful, stick with whatever investments you have. There may be a few opportunities here and there, but this is so much. There's more news media.
Most people are worried about this with their home loans. I mean, your house.
Yeah, if you have an adjustable.
It's the big Magilla here.
Right, but it's not going to change. If it goes up an eighth or a point or a quarter of a point or whatever it is.
I would argue it's even good because the value of homes gets so out of whack when there's such low interest.
Mm.
That it, I don't know. I just don't trust the value. I wouldn't want to buy a home when the interest rates are so low, because I don't think that the values are going to stay that high. Because as soon as we get up to 2-3%, boom, the value of that house is going to drop a couple $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then you're really in a pickle there.
A pickle, really? A pickle. How'd that expression originate?
I don't know.
In a pickle. I have a pickled beets in my focus. Richie's going to look it up while I'm talking about pickled beets. Have you ever had pickled beets? You like them?
Yep.
Of course.
They're yummy. Love, love, love beets. How is your beating heart? Is a play on words, Richie. B-E-E-T-I-N-G.
Your beating heart.
Now he's beginning to sing. Mm-hmm. Talks about me and my singing.
So bad.
Yeah, yeah. there is a beautiful color.
A beautiful?
I'm trying to come up with words that have beets in them. What do you think? A beautiful color? I want to have a beat more in my heart. The unbeatable benefits of using super beats. Maybe I should stop now.
Yeah.
How'd you like to improve your circulation and your heart health right here, right now?
Yeah.
You can using super beets, known as the circulation superfood. This is a source of dietary nitrates promoting heart health, energy. This is how it works. You can use either Neo40 capsules, which are crystallized super beets, or the super beet powder. Super beet powder, you take a capful or a teaspoonful, put it in a glass of water, drink it, and the nitrates open up your arteries, open up your veins, open up your circulation, so the blood gets everywhere in your body, to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your internal organs. When I say everywhere, Dr. Ken says it's 62 miles of plumbing, and this opens up the blood so it gets everywhere.
It gives you a natural boost.
Sure does.
Which I need.
Yeah, you do.
I'm walking down. Yeah, I'm going to go get my super.
I actually have had two of them so far today.
Have you really?
Yep.
I can't do two.
Early, I did one at 6, and I did another one a few minutes ago. The idea of starting your day with Neo40 capsules, which have the super beet in them to promote your health and well-being is only half the story. The other half is the super beets that come in the canister. The powdered beets, put them in a glass of water, drink them later in the day. If you're working out, this will open up everything, so you'll have more power, you'll have more results. It's just better all the way around. Alertness, physicality, I like it for any number of reasons. So you don't have to be a clinician to figure this out. All you have to do is get the information. When you call to order Super Beets, they're going to send you all kinds of info that you can either read and absorb or share with your friends, either or both of those things. 800-655-4183 gets you onto the bandwagon. And this is some bandwagon. Now, 3-4 million people in America have used Super Beets with regularity. I think like 24 million boxes of Neo 40 have been sold. You know it works. It's guaranteed. All the doctors in this program say this is really a superb opportunity,
by the way,
for you to improve your circulation.
One of the most popular products we have ever advertised on this show.
Yes, it is. 800-655-4183. Well, that's because we sound like we're convinced it's a good thing, and it is a good thing. It's great for you.
Yeah.
Do not work out without your Super Beets. You will love the results. 800-655-4183. Or you can click on to DougLikesBeets.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait. This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Geico applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. Geico also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These Geico agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with happy place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
All right, some more good news here from Good Day. American education. High school graduation rate up to 82% as of last June. That's up substantially over the past, 10, 12, 14 years. You think the current administration is going to, it's because of Common Core and all the great things we're doing in education. No, it's actually because there are more people being homeschooled now than ever before in America. That's one of the factors, not the main factor. But I think no matter what, you look at these things and you want to feel good until you look at the stats from some of the big cities like L.A. and New York. L.A. especially. My God, what a horror zone. What is it, 62%?
Yeah,
63% maybe?
Close to half. I mean, just over half, really.
My God.
Congratulations, Los Angeles.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, hey, man.
Sure, shutting down yesterday really helped that, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's and I still maintain there was some high school tech guy pranking.
Dude, I got us out of school.
Let's 21 after, yeah.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Focus on things that are pleasant like this. We have our Christmas music star of the day. Today it's Jelaine, who has at Jelaine.com made available a song from her new Christmas EP, Jazzy Duets for Christmas. This is her fourth Christmas collection, by the way. She's from Dubuque, Iowa, currently a law student at Brigham Young University, where she finished her finals. So she has time to talk to us about this Christmas music that she's done. Nice job on this, Jelaine. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, so everybody wants to know, and we were talking about this off the air before you came on, and people listening, what's her last name? Why is it just
my last name? Jelaine?
Why don't we have her last name?
My last name is Chasten. When I started releasing music, people just loved my first name. It was
lovely.
Unique, and so I just went by my first name.
Yeah. It's good. Dolly can get away with it.
If you're going to make it big in the music business, you have to be able to go by one name.
Adele. Adele. Yeah. So you're on that. You're on that track. We've given you
Elvis.
2 points. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So what is your story? You're headed in terms of what you're doing for a career in a different direction. Why the interest and involvement in music?
Well, it's always been really my first love. I was the little girl who would say, I when I grow up, I want to be a singer. And people would be like, they'd pat me on the head. And I'm like, no, I am going to be a singer. And so I studied a lot, and I also play the harp.
Really?
And, yeah, and so I have just a lot of, in my musical background, and as I was getting ready to graduate with my degree in jazz studies, I had been talking to a lot of different people within the industry, and I'd always kind of had an interest in law, and I realized that, hey, I could still do music and also, do, like, entertainment law. And since, I had my background, And so I just decided to go to law school.
Mr. Judge, please not guilty. Send my client back to work. He's a wonderful guy. He'll help you and I. All right, so anyway.
So, Elaine, we apologize for this brief interruption.
Thanks, Mr. Stephan. We'll phone you.
All right. So let's get to another one of her selections, Richie. Marshmallow World.
Marshmallow World in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play. It's a wet cream day. I wait for it all year round.
That's your brother, Eric, with you, right?
No, that name is Jacob, but my brother Eric did a lot of the instrumentation that Jacob is playing, the piano, Jacob Potter. Yeah, that's kind of a funny story how we started that.
What's the funny story? We always like good funny stories here.
Well, we were practicing for gigs, and all of a sudden, Jacob just started harmonizing with me while he was playing, and he didn't even really realize he was.
Really?
And I said, Jacob, have you ever sung before? And he's like, no. And I asked him if he'd be comfortable, you know, doing some singing with me. And he said, well, I'll give it a shot. And so that's how this came about.
Really? Now, you and he have found your own record label. How hard is that?
Well, my brother Eric and I, we started our own record label. And that's been really interesting. And, you know, we've been asked to take on other, you know, clients, but with us both still in school, it's kind of like, we just don't have, you know, enough time. But yeah, Eric is pretty amazing. He kind of keeps things going, and then I take care of kind of the administrative things of the record.
But you see, the cleverness here is how America, understanding how America works. Entrepreneurialism, have you started, have you used crowdfunding to build up a little bank account so that you can do more with the assets that you have?
We haven't set up crowdfunding yet. And, you know, Eric's in business school, and he's been learning about a lot of these things. And
yeah.
We are going to have to try that.
I think you do well at it. You ought to look into it and see what you can do to expand your world as you will. You'll be fine. Maybe there's a great connection here, but you should pursue your passion no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Pursue that passion of yours. Jelaine is the Christmas music star of the day. It's Jelaine, JILLAINE.com, Jelaine.com, for this Christmas music. Here on this new collection is her version of Silver Bells, which sort of puts us all in a nice, soft, sweet, let's have some chocolate and marshmallows mood. You know what I mean, Jelaine?
I do.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for being here. Continued success. Make the right choice. Do what you really love. Follow your heart. Follow your passion. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Take good care. Jelaine with Silver Bells on the Good Day program, where it's half past the hour.
Music is a gift like no other, and right now at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, right now at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn is here, Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, and most importantly, you. Don't forget to thank your postman for his excellent service.
I just did yesterday.
I'm happy that they are doing such a good job of getting mail from New York to Boston to me here on the farm, average 10 to 12 days.
Super service.
Thank you.
Do you guys give your mail carrier presents?
We do little somethings.
Not me.
I don't either. I feel bad. I never have.
Well, you know why? The only reason why? That guy shows up and does his job every day. I see him. I mean, not every day because I'm here. And he's a nice guy. He does a good job. It's not his fault that he doesn't go to Boston to pick up my letter from you. Somebody else has to.
How
do
you know I was sending
him.
You a letter? You know, watching? What, you got cameras here?
Yeah, you're sure. Every month on the first, you're fired.
Maybe I should wait till the fourth. Yeah. By the 11th, because that's a great number. All right, so the postman here, I have really great service. We're on an RFD, a rural free delivery route. Now that they've cut back at the post office, they don't have enough carriers. So if they don't have somebody at the end of the day to do this route as an extra, they just don't deliver the mail. That's all.
Anybody else seen their mailman ad on Sundays recently?
No. You?
Past three Sundays, I've seen a mail truck going around the neighborhood.
Right. I've gotten it. Oh,
Yeah. Delivery things. So there's don't forget your postman. And now don't forget September 11th. Would you, I guess my first question is, would you thank your postman with a Christmas card or a gift? 888-302-3684. Jennifer said she did. Kenny, what did you say? You did or you didn't? You will or you won't?
I don't, just because we constantly have somebody different. It's not the same person all the time.
I thought you had a post office box anyway.
We do have. Well, we get home delivery too. But
It's sporadic.
Because it's... Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never the same person. Yeah.
Where's this house? Who lives here? All right. So there's thanking your postman, yes or no. The next item in the Would You Do This department, some of the last artifacts recovered after September 11th attacks being distributed to various organizations this week on condition that they be accessible to the public. Do you want to see or would you like to have any of these? There's such bad juju, bad vibe, bad karma, bad everything. Why would you want to have any of that stuff around you? I couldn't even begin to imagine that anyone would want to have some kind of artifact from those buildings. Why? Why would you? What would possibly go on with you that this would be beneficial? I don't even, why? Other than you say, oh, I got in my collection of moose heads, here I have something left over from the September 11th attacks. I think it's moronic and actually in bad taste. I think it's bad taste, frankly. Anybody agree with me?
You know, when they take the twisted steel and they put it in a monument, I think where you go to kind of pay your respects, okay, would I have it in my house?
Yeah, that's the question. Collect it. No, exactly. Bad, bad vibes. All right, Jen.
Yes?
Diane Keaton, Bette Midler, and Goldie Hawn.
I love it.
Are going to return to Netflix for a reunion, apparently, of the first Wives Club.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool? It'll be fun.
Netflix.
They're a good little trio, I think.
Yes. Yeah. So what would be the perfect summarize, if you will? I remember this sort of, but I don't really remember the plot line.
The First Wives Club, they all went through divorce at the same time.
Oh, that was it.
They got together this year. Yeah, and they were all going to do
They all were married to the same guy?
Was it the same guy?
It was Dabney Coleman, yeah.
Ah. Yeah.
Was it Dabney Coleman?
No.
I don't think so.
No. You're thinking of 9 to 5.
Oh, yeah, thinking of 9 to 5.
Oh, my God.
Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin. That was different group.
And they weren't married to him either.
No. Didn't he get shot in the hoo-hoos?
Oh, they locked him up, yeah. Yeah. Okay. That happens.
Yeah, their ex-husband.
The First Wives Club, they all get together for revenge, and I think they were going to help each other get revenge on their various husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and then they ended up realizing that their friendship was better.
Revenge. Ah. Love conquers all. The Big Bang Theory has Sheldon and Amy consummating their relationship. Is that a spoiler?
No, they're advertising it.
So it's all over the place, yeah.
Is it? Yeah, now, you all have watched that show, right?
I haven't watched it in a while, but I used to watch it a good bit.
And?
Funny. Funny, funny, funny.
Was it really funny? What's the matter with me? I don't think those shows are... I know you all think there's something wrong with me, because I don't think that stuff is like Christmas Vacation. I don't see anything funny in that at all.
Here's the thing. I can see...
Thank you for your support, Jennifer.
I can see people not liking Christmas Vacation and just not being their thing.
No, I cannot see people not liking Christmas Vacation. It is hysterical.
It is hysterical.
It feels good.
But you know what? I'll give you a pass on that. Here's your problem.
Oh, my problem.
Right to
doctor. Here's Dr. McFadden with my problem.
You don't think anything that we think is funny is funny. And here's what else
That's because it's you, Richie.
You don't like the stupid humor of Christmas Vacation, yet you think Mel Brooks is one of the funniest things ever come down the pike.
Yeah, I think he's the rep.
They're the same thing.
I don't think so. I don't see it. I see the lines in some of his, whether it's the... You go back to the to Blazing Saddles and the lines.
It's so great.
Or Captain... no, not Captain. Colonel Sanders, what's the matter, you chicken? Just silly, stupid stuff like that. It's just, you know, it's worth, by the way, going to the movie to sit through the whole thing just to see that. Just to see that line being delivered. Richie lives in Washington. Jennifer lives in Los Angeles. Ken lives in San Diego, where the city council voted last night to adopt a plan, Kenny, to power the city entirely with renewable energy by 2035. That means there'll be... You'll hear that all over. What is that the sound of?
The bird killing windmill. Which I still don't get. They're the slowest, biggest things I've ever seen. If you're a bird and fly into one of those, you deserve to be dead.
Yeah, thank you. All right, but there's probably solar power on the side of those hills, too. How much alternative energy do you have in San Diego now? Do you know whether you're...
Oh, there's solar panels all over the place.
Every place, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being on the roof of Roger Hedgecock's house.
Yeah, that's really a random thing.
He had a deck. He had a deck on his roof, so we're up there drinking wine, and he lived right down in downtown San Diego. Mm-hmm. And he was so proud of the fact to show you his solar panels on his roof, mm-hmm. and then he would walk over and show you his electric meter going backwards. And he'd say, you know what that is? That's the city of San Diego writing me a check.
Get the man!
Loved it.
San Francisco is going to do the same thing. Paris, Vancouver... Is this a good idea? This is a way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. It's something that people do on their own. What a concept. How about we figure out how to do this on our own without the government telling us, you got to do this and you got to do that. How about you just educate people as to the benefits? What a concept, huh? Am I the only one who thought of that? I must be a genius.
You're a genius.
Wow. That's because I have you here, Jennifer.
I know. It's all right.
I'm surprised you haven't gone all natural somewhere with all that.
Oh, he's gone all natural somewhere.
Yeah,
he hasn't gotten solar panels.
Well, when he's swimming in the pool, taking a bath in the pool.
No, actually,
but with all that land you got there and all that cow poop with the methane in it.
Here's what the story behind the story is.
I mean, you make your own biodiesel, which is great, or you used to.
Yeah, I'm considering there's a developer who's come to me with a plan to make the big farm a sustainable community that would be able to produce its own food, water, and power on the facility itself. And I would running the farm. They would build 40, 50 houses around the farm, and then the solar panels would generate electricity for the houses there, and they'd have their own septic system. We'd have our own water system, the whole thing. And it's a very intriguing idea, to be honest with you, a very intriguing idea. So see, that is something that's... And you know what they're building it around? These 50-plus residences, because there's so... This is something that this country can't find enough of at the moment.
Retirement.
There's so many people, not even retirement, I mean people who are over 50, who want to live in a place where there's no children. They all have gotten out of their homes, and they build these places. There's a development that I know nearby here. 64 or 67 units on about 24, 25 acres of land, upscale, nicely done. As really, that's the future, I think, for many of us. I'm never going to live in
get rid of children
on a farm. Well, I want to be on the farm. That's where I will live, and I'd like to have a place on the West Coast still. But the farm is what's very much in my blood. But I'm not the average person. In case you didn't realize that. This is the unaverage Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. We're going to entertain Michael Vaccaro's information about the debate. How did he see the outcome of the debate? One more person with an analysis, and we'll have that for you in a moment here on Good Day.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, we have 45 past the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and I have Michael Vaccaro, who is a senior Washington correspondent for Al Jazeera. He's covered politics for all the big networks, NBC included. Has some thoughts. We all have some thoughts. Michael, when you did your job last night, you were on duty. Any surprises? And I ask this question, and I say this in the most respectful tone. I'm so tired of hearing people who are news people tell me what their opinions are. I'm not a news person, so I'm all about opinions.
I guess the value, Doug, of people like me, our opinions, has been greatly diminished over the course of the last 6 months, because we've all been predicting the demise of Donald Trump, and yet here he is laughing the field in the poll. So it just goes to show you what our opinions are worth.
Well, do you think your opinions are based on desire or fact? Or a little
bit. Well, I think they're based on past precedent, mostly, and simply the way things have always worked.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any denying that someone with the persona and the style of Donald Trump, who says things that are patently untrue or factually untrue, in past years would have survived as long as he did, certainly not as prospered, not prospered as he has.
Well, under the circumstances, though, are you studying or understanding or acknowledging or seeing the reason for this, the burnout factor the public has with politics as usual? And so no matter what, if there's nobody else out there that reflects what most people are saying, they're going to go for somebody like this, whether he's a clown or not.
Oh, I think it's absolutely right. The level of frustration, the dysfunction in Washington, the inability to get things done, the ceaseless positioning and partisan bickering has definitely colored the judgment of the public. I don't think there's any question about that. Combined with a visceral dislike of President Obama, a mistrust of government institutions, I think has contributed greatly. But again, I mean, these are opinions, Doug, and I'm speculating because there's no solid evidence.
So you've fallen into the trap that we set for you. Just looking and listening to the, not just the stuff last night, but the usual, I'm looking at a headline today from, of all places, New York Times. In Republican debate, Donald Trump and Marco Rubio become targets. Really? I thought they were all kind of targets of each other up there. Did you sense, or looking around the room, I think maybe that was what I was more interested in doing. We didn't get many shots of the room to sort of get the anger or the angst, because a lot of the traditional Republicans were there, and they're sweating it because Trump's not one of them.
By traditional, I think you mean establishment, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yeah.
I think it's no secret the fact that Cruz and Rubio are largely competing for the same votes, and it's also a reflection of the fact of how counterterrorism, foreign policy, and the fight against ISIL come to dominate the race in the wake of Paris and San Bernardino. And that's why you saw Rand Paul, who's barely a blip in the polls at this point, at least relative to everybody else who was up on the stage at the big kids' table, or the adults table last night, the fact that he was involved in this and the back and forth used as largely as a foil by Cruz and Rubio is really indicative of the fact that foreign policy has taken over here. Economic factors have taken a back seat. And so when Cruz and Rubio are competing for the same demographic within the Republican Party, the same cohort, and also in the issue of immigration, where they have some sharp disagreements as well, I think that's indicative of a changed climate, and the fact that they're still positioning themselves for what many still believe, despite all the evidence and the staying power of Donald Trump, is the demise or the imminent demise of Trump is following the polls. And if you look at it, there's just one other thing about the demographic that's supporting Trump. There's not a lot of research out there. There are a couple of some respected studies of or analyses of who's supporting Trump. The demographics that are supporting Trump, generally folks who are somewhat less educated than the general population and in the lower ends of the income scale, those also coincide with cohorts who don't vote all that often in the past, don't show up at the polls.
So we have a collection of dummies who don't vote supporting Donald Trump.
Well, your words now mine. I'm probably stay away from that kind of nomenclature. But I mean, there is. I think that's an unstudied aspect of what's going on here. Plus the fact that Trump is, notwithstanding the fact he's winning nationally, he's losing in Iowa.
Yeah. Well, there's a cabal, it seems to me, of news people, and I don't know you well enough to throw you into that kettle of fish. But there is a group that doesn't want to see Donald Trump, the elitist, the usual suspects who don't want to see something that they don't want to see. So they'll do whatever they can to discredit Trump, the pictures that they publish of him, quotes they publish from him, and general. It brings to mind, and this is just an observation, the news media's eagerness to have have an influence that goes beyond the news. And so, you know, it bothers me a lot that we have so many people who want to give their opinion, and I've asked you for yours, so this is not about you. But in general, unsolicited opinion from people who are supposed to be presenting the facts is troubling for me anyway. I appreciate getting to know you, though, Michael. Thanks for being here. Michael Vaccara from Al Jazeera here on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Bells will be ringing. The glad, glad news.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
For the Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone.
Fella now and open the door.
Is that the paint can coming down the
something like that. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So your job is to figure out what the name of that movie is for a Mannheim Steamroller gift pack. Copy of the new Mannheim Steamroller CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040 Live, and a beneficial canister of their one-of-a-kind cinnamon hot chocolate mix from Mannheim Steamroller. You want to win that? Call us now at 888-302-3684 and tell us what the name of the movie is from which we just heard the clips. This music is also from it by Southside Johnny Lyon. So if I give you any more information, it becomes too easy. But I figured that was a fairly easy movie anyway, because a lot of people, even though I don't like it, a lot of people like it. 888-302-3684. It was, by the way, the number one Christmas movie during the 1990 Christmas season. So what is it? Figure it out. Call us at 888-302-DOUG. You can have the prize. We have movie news. Chuckered not around today, but boy, have I got a sack full of info for you next on Good Day.
Yeah, you do.
This report is brought to you by Black Hawk Network. This holiday season, shoppers can purchase gift cards for stock at select U.S. retailers. This new prepaid gift card, made possible by Stockpile and Blackhawk Network, can be redeemed online to open and fund a brokerage account with stock. Investing in the stock market can be confusing. Gift cards for stock are an easier way for people of all ages to get involved with investing and will appeal to people who want to give something more meaningful than a traditional toy this year. Terry Jack, Chief Marketing Officer, Blackhawk Network.
The gift card for stock can revolutionize the way people access the stock market. Giving someone a gift card to purchase shares of their favorite brand can be enriching and an educational experience for both the gift giver and receiver. After all the other holiday gifts are outgrown or overused, gift cards for stock could be one of those standout gifts that keeps on giving beyond the holidays.
For more information, visit stockpile.com. That's www.stockpile.com. I'm Malcolm Heaver.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi, let's talk to Jake, who's in Robinson, Illinois. Hello, Jake.
Hey.
How are you doing? Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. All right, what's the name of the movie we had the excerpts from? Those clips came from?
Home Alone.
Home Alone is correct. So how many times have you seen it?
You too. Over the last 20 years, probably 10.
About 20. All right. You got your radio on. I'm going to have to. I'm going to put you on hold. Kara's going to talk to you, and she'll make sure you get the.
I wanted to ask if he was the Jake that works at State Farm and if he's wearing khakis.
Nice, Richie. All right. So let's see what's happening here. Our poll at DougStefan.com. Which recent Christmas movie do you try to watch every year? A, Christmas Vacation. B, Christmas Story. C, Elf. D, Polar Express. E, The Santa Claus. F, Love Actually. G, another one, two or more of the above is H. I would say Love Actually would be something I'd like to see. What about you, Kenny? What about you?
Two or more.
Two or more of those. Jennifer?
Definitely two or more. Elf, Christmas Vacation, Love Actually.
Yeah, what about you, Richie?
Christmas Vacation and did you say Miracle on 34th Street?
No, that's the other poll.
Modern day
movies.
I am Christmas Vacation.
All right.
Only.
The poll Richie is talking about, we had the results from that yesterday. Which classic movie, do you try to watch every year? And 36% said two or more of the above. 21% said other than the four that we listed there. 17% said A Wonderful Life. 13% said Christmas Carol. 7% said White Christmas. 6% Miracle on 34th Street. That sort of surprised me, frankly, under the circumstances. All right, this is the anniversary of Dude, Where's My Car being released.
Movie.
Yeah. Terrible.
Ashton Kutcher. Let's see, who else was in it? Jennifer Garner was in that. Christy Swanson. And also, What Women Want. I thought that was a great movie. Mel Gibson, Helen Hunt, Marissa Tomei. Don't you think that was it? That was a neat
movie. It was a cute one.
Yeah, it was very cute. All right, so those are the... And also, Saturday Night Fever premiered in New York City on this date, 1977. And the late King Kong premiered on this date, 2005. Some anecdotal things from movie history at 59 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.